From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama has fulfilled a campaign pledge to shift U.S. policy toward Cuba. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs formally announced changes that ease limits on Cuban Americans' relations with their homeland.
The president has directed the secretaries of state, treasury, and commerce to carry out the actions necessary to lift all restrictions on the ability of individuals to visit family members in Cuba and to send them remittances.
The administration will also begin issuing licenses to telecommunications companies to provide services to residents of the communist island. The White House says these steps will support Cubans' desire for human, political, and economic rights. After several days of debate, the United Nations Security Council has approved a statement condemning North Korea's recent rocket launch and reinforcing sanctions on Pyongyang. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The statement condemns North Korea's April 5th launch, but does not specify whether it was a satellite launch, as North Korea has said, or a ballistic missile launch, as the U.S. and others believe. The text of the statement was watered down to get all the council members to agree to it. State Department spokesman Robert Wood said the idea was to send a message to the North Koreans that this type of activity must not happen again. The Security Council statement demands that North Korea not conduct any further launches, and it calls for the enforcement of sanctions against Pyongyang. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
In Thailand, two people were killed in clashes between soldiers and anti-government protesters in the capital, Bangkok. Today's violence comes a day after the government declared a state of emergency to put an end to the demonstrations. NPR's Michael Sullivan has more from Bangkok.
Thai soldiers used automatic weapons and tear gas to push back crowds of demonstrators who blocked one of Bangkok's main intersections. Other brief clashes were reported nearby, with dozens injured on both sides. Hospital officials say four people, two of them soldiers, were treated for gunshot wounds. Under the state of emergency, public gatherings of more than five people are banned, but thousands of demonstrators remain outside the prime minister's compound and have vowed to stay. So far, the military has made no effort to remove them. The red-shirted demonstrators are supporters of deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. They want the current Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjachiwa to resign and for new elections to be held. They claim his government came to power 4 months ago through illegitimate means. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
Goldman Sachs announced a higher-than-expected first-quarter profit today of $1.66 billion. The bank says it plans to raise $5 billion in a public stock offering to help pay back government bailout funds. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 25 points to close at 8,057. The Nasdaq was up a fraction at 1653. This is NPR News. The president of Pakistan has signed a law that allows strict Islamic law to be imposed in the northwestern Swat Valley, where Taliban militants have been operating. In exchange, local Taliban leaders have agreed to a ceasefire. The Taliban had already carried out strict Islamic punishments in the Swat Valley, beheading opponents and burning girls' schools. Critics, including the U.S., say the new rule surrenders to extremists who've been brutalizing residents of Pakistan's border region with Afghanistan. A beloved sports broadcasting voice has been quieted. Philadelphia Phillies announcer Harry Callis died today before a game in Washington, D.C. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
It was to be the first road game of Harry Callis's 39th season as the voice of the Phillies, but he collapsed in a broadcast booth in Nationals Park and could not be revived. Callis began by announcing Houston Astros games, providing voiceovers for NFL films and commercials, but it was his Philly play-by-play duties, including his signature out-of-here home run call, that made him famous. After not being allowed to broadcast the Phillies' first World Series victory in 1980 because of a rights issue, Callis was on the airwaves when his team won the series last year.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out!
Phillies president David Montgomery said of Callis's passing, "We lost our voice today." Callis was 73 years old. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
A jury has found rock producer and songwriter Phil Spector guilty of second-degree murder. Spector was convicted today of shooting to death Lana Clarkson 6 years ago. The actress was found shot in the mouth in the foyer of Spector's mansion hours after the two met at a nightclub where she was working. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.